The Nanaimo and Cedar communities are mourning the loss of 14-year-old Parker Amon, who died Thursday after the lawnmower he was riding collided with a pickup truck. "It is with the heaviest of hearts we are making this post," family friend Leah Pearson wrote on Facebook. "Our beautiful friends have lost their handsome, funny, quirky and talented son Parker. This family has endured a second tragic loss of a child and needs our support." Parker's father Paul Amon posted a photo and a video of his son riding his dirt bike at the Stevie Smith Bike Park. "Fly high, my beautiful boy," he wrote. "Our hearts are shattered." Hundreds of people have commented on social media posts about Parker, expressing their heartbreak, sending love to the family and offering to help. "This young man will be greatly missed in his community, his school and his sport. He was a shining star taken too soon," wrote Robin Cunning. James Nickel posted that he had just seen Parker filling up at the gas station. "I said, sweet ride, he gave me a smile and a thanks. My heart goes out to all involved. I'm so sorry," Nickel wrote. Many also sent sympathy to the driver of the pickup who collided with Parker after the teen's tractor-type lawnmower failed to stop at the intersection at Lindsay and White Roads in Cedar. The 45-year-old driver remained at the scene and cooperated with investigators. Drugs and alcohol have been ruled out. Police said the roads were wet at the time of the crash. The intersection was closed for several hours while the Nanaimo RCMP traffic unit, assisted by an RCMP accident reconstructionist, examined the scene. Pearson said the family appreciates all the messages and support. "No one should have to worry about finances during this time," she wrote, suggesting people who want to help e-transfer money instead of using GoFundMe. L. Dixon at TimesColonist.com.